Okay, this is my first numero uno podcast. I never did one before, but I always wanted to do one of these. So let's go ahead and start it off with the date. Today is, let me scroll through my phone. I know it's Saturday, but no, it's Sunday, the 21st, January. And I just watched the fights. Well, no, I didn't. I just saw previews of the fights, and it was just as I thought. Truth Earl Spence won via KO or stoppage, right? No, not stoppage, I think. And I think it was in the 8th round. Yeah. And then who else fought? Stipe Miletic or Miocci? Yeah. Stipe, the champ, just defended his title for the most consecutive times in the heavyweight division. And we also got up-and-coming boxers, or you all know them, the old-school guys, AK and Adrian Broner, about to fight. Danny Garcia is about to take on Bam Bam Rios, and that's going to be exciting. We'll see how that goes. You know I'm riding with Rios, man, Cali, but you know, dude got a 6 toe, so I mean, you know, who knows. But anyways, yeah, back on this boxing tip, because I love boxing and UFC. Let's see, Pac-Man, he can't get a fight to save his life. It's just like, dude's been ducked so many times throughout his career. It's like, dude, just fucking give him the Marquez fight one more time. You know what I mean? Like, Mayweather, he don't know what to do with himself. He's too busy messing with the strippers at his club instead of in the gym with the real fighters and boxers and making his name known and not going down just as a 50-0 fighter, but as a fighter that hasn't ducked nobody other than in the ring. You know what I mean? Best defensive fighter hands down in the world ever. So if there's one thing he's the best ever at, and that's a defensive fighter. And I gotta give it to my boy Mayweather. But yeah, let's go. Everybody loves the action fighter, Mike Tyson. You know, even though he got his ass knocked out and shit, we love Mike Tyson. You know what I'm saying? But look at who he fought, though. He fought beasts. Marquez is a beast. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Let's... Pac-Man got laid out. I mean, like, dude, did roids for about a year. Then he went back over there and just knocked him out, dude, just like that. But don't... Look at his face, man. His face was hamburger in that fight, man. It was all cut up. Yes, my boy Pac was asleep in the fucking Phantom Zone and shit. But, yo, he came back and did his thing. And if you think Horn won that fight against Pac-Man, you're crazy, dude. If you don't get out of here, his eye was all busted up. Yeah, he came hard for the first couple of 6 rounds, but he started slowing, man. If it wasn't for that youth and them roids, he'd, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if he does roids, but I don't think they'd give it to him if he wasn't fighting in Australia. But if there was in the Philippines, I don't think so. You know what I mean? But not to be biased, I love the fighters. Horn's fucking strong, up-and-coming fighter. You know what I mean? Got hands. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say this shit to his face. Nah, I probably would. But if I did, you know what I'm saying? I have to have some bodyguards with me or some shit. I mean, dude. Anyways, nah. I ain't trying to fight anybody unless there's some money involved anyways. But don't mean they won't check you. But yeah, let's see. You know what I'm saying? I just go take a picture. Bah! I saw what you said to me, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. For my podcast, talking about this boxing and UFC stuff, taking pictures, being fans, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jay Calderon and IOTBA, Mr. IOTBA, Correa. You know what about him? Check him out, people melt. This is real shit. I'm just doing it one time for you. Peace. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm back again. Let's talk about some fights coming up. So, with the fights, what y'all watching? So, this weekend, okay, I'm not really sure about the fight time, so don't get that from me. But this weekend is a humongous event with two outstanding boxers, both of them undefeated. One in the name of Deontay, the Bronze Bomber Wilder, and the other one, Tyson, the Dowser Fury. No, I'm playing. Tyson's a man. Anyways, this one right here is a big matchup, okay? Now, I know y'all probably watched it, because if you're a fight fan, then you're not going to miss a fight like that, okay? So you watched it last time. Now, this is my opinion on it, because I watched the fight, you know, I have my wings in my hand, along with my brew, I'm over here with chicken wing, like, oh! You know what I'm saying? The whole fight, pretty much. I was like, what is going on? Because I saw, like, Wilder over here swinging, but then, like, it just looked like, you know, like, what everybody says about Wilder, you know what I mean? He's a bit of a windmill, you know what I mean? But when that windmill connects, boy, like, yo, it's like a human earthquake. That whole body just want to shut down like the San Andreas Fault or something, man. Like, yeah. All the neural sensors just get all discombobulated and stuff. Everybody done said that Fury was out and said that, you know what I mean? It was a long count. You know, like Buster Douglas, it was a long count. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to do Wilder in, because Wilder, I'm gonna be real, man. My boy Wilder was getting outboxed from the outside all them rounds. If Fury wasn't as so cocky to get in the danger zone, you know, he probably could have had a shutout victory, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But Wilder, he hits hard, man. Like, who's to say? Like, that's what they say, right? They say that, you know, some fighters need to be perfect, you know, all 12 rounds. All I need is 1 second. That's what you get when you have a puncher. Mike Tyson, puncher, bolder hands. You know what I'm saying? But when he went up in class and started fighting like the real, real vets that could box, you know, and keep him at range and have him moving backwards so that he's not coming forward all the time. Like when he started getting bullied like that, you know, he didn't like that and didn't do too well against our you know, Lennox and Holyfield. You know what I'm saying? When he kept getting headbutted by Holyfield, that headbutt hurt. You know what I'm saying? And then Lennox, man, he kept him at that jab that Lennox had, just popped him up, man. Just took all his strength. But this isn't really about Mike Tyson, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the wrong Tyson. We're not supposed to be talking about him. I'm talking about Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. Now, dude, Wilder's eye, dude, by the end of that was a little swole, man. It was a little swole, you know? And he was worried. Everybody was worried. Everybody was worried about that fight at the end. Okay? We wasn't sure who should get it. Should Wilder get it because he had the 2 knockdowns? Or should Fury get it because he wanted to pitch a shutout almost until those 2 knockdowns? A draw. I don't think it's going to be like that tomorrow, you guys. I don't think so. You know, I mean, yeah, sure. Fury's talking all this stuff like he's going to knock out Wilder. But, like, I mean, is it a possibility? It's possible. You know what I'm saying? Everybody could get knocked out, man. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, him for Fury to be going in and looking for an early KO, you know what I'm saying? Like, and really push the action. Yeah, yeah. Like AJ over here saying, you know what I'm saying? Someone's going to get knocked out. Knocked out. If not knocked out, he's going to be gassed and then get knocked out in the 10th. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. Like, dude, if Wilder fights how he always fights, and that's, you know what I'm saying, coming forward, you know what I'm saying, kind of like baiting him in so that he can hit him with the right, bro, and shatter everybody's dreams. Like, dude, then he's, you know, if he put on a little more strength too and like a little more weight, man, we'll see, because, like, you know, when they shoved each other at the presser the other day, and, like, you know, he kind of like picked up Wilder and kind of pushed him and stuff, and then Wilder picked up Fury and pushed him a little bit, and then, you know, Fury came back and pushed Wilder. Dude, did you see how Wilder was stepping back up to face him? He was kind of like, you know what I mean, little wibbly wobbly feet with the push. Obviously, Fury is the bigger guy, but he has to use all that weight to really, really wear on Wilder. And I don't know if he's going to be able to walk him, you know,
I don't know if he's going to be able to push Wilder back, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, with his aggressiveness. Like, he would have to really be whipping on Wilder's ass to be pushing him back, because the whole 12 rounds on the last fight, we saw him doing the Anthony Joshua versus Ander Ruiz too, right? We saw him, you know, he's trying to stay on the outside and jab it out, you know? Come on, man, this is... This is like the heavyweight championships. Like, if Andrew Ruiz, like, wasn't so huge, you know what I mean, in that fight, he probably would have been able to catch Joshua again and, you know, leveled him at least one time, which he probably needed to do. But he didn't, and he looked real big. Now everybody's talking about King Kong and Andrew Ruiz. Like, that's really gonna happen. Well, I hope that happens. And then there's also Spence. They say Spence getting into training camp, getting ready for DSG and Manny Pacquiao. You know, that'd be awesome. I mean, it's good that Spence is getting in there. He's going to need to get that extra rounds in, you know what I'm saying? Being inactive after the accident and everything, you know? So that's going to be a good one to see him train. But who are we missing here? We're missing some guys that we probably wouldn't mind seeing fight, but haven't, you know, there's no talks about it. Like, who's Sean Porter going to fight? I mean, are you a fan of Sean Porter? I'm somewhat a fan of Sean Porter because, you know, I like people with heart, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you can't cut it, you know what I'm saying? He's like another Tim Bradley or something. This dude just has, you know, that's all the heart in the world. Just kind of has a mugging style, you know what I'm saying? Kind of a little bit sloppy, though. You know what I mean? He's a little bit of a windmill point puncher, you know what I'm saying? That tries to win it on volume. But, I mean, like, I haven't seen Sean Porter knock anybody out in a long time. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I'm still a fan, but, you know, what are we going to get? I don't know. What about one time? How's one time just going to be, like, just he get take that L from Manny Pacquiao, and now he just can't get a fight? Like, there's fights out there. Who's Adrian Broner going to fight? I know it ain't nobody that we know, because, like, Adrian Broner hasn't fought. Every time he fought somebody, you know, that's not a tomato can, you know what I'm saying? It ends up going the other way, you know? Like, I don't know. He need to fight, like, Vargas, or he need to fight somebody that he may be able to win. I mean, one time versus AB would be big money. Don't you agree? That'd be big money. One time versus who else would we want to see him fight? The one time versus Manny Pacquiao, I would watch that again. That rematch should probably happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I would watch that again. Why do I say that? Well, I'll say it like this, because Manny Pacquiao, he looked excellent. 1 through 5. 6 and 7, it was toss up. You know what I'm saying? But, like, he looked great. Okay, he got the knockdown. He was boxing well, he was moving. But by the 8th, 9th, and 10th, the championship rounds, When I felt one time found his range, like, it wasn't looking too good. You know what I'm saying? Like, Manny was like, you know what I'm saying? He was hanging in there, and he was doing enough points to, you know, get close rounds. But it was looking like one time was coming back on and was finding my dude Manny, you know what I'm saying, a little more than he did earlier. You know what I'm saying? That little pep in the Manny pep started to decline a little bit in them championship rounds. So, I mean, you know, when it's boxing and it's like guys like Manny Pacquiao in there, and one time, you know, sometimes one punch, you know what I'm saying, could change the whole scene, you know. But yeah, one time, I like one time. You know, I mean, he should fight DSG again. I wouldn't mind seeing that. That'd be good. That's a big money fight. But I think a real good fight for Adrian Broner would be, you know what I'm saying, to get back up to, like, you know, title contention again, would probably be one time. One time would be a real good matchup for AB and keep, you know, Adrian Broner's name in the circle still. You know what I mean? I like AB. Adrian Broner, I mean, like, he's crazy, man. He's what, you know, fighters from the HOOD like to see, and it's good for boxing. You know what I mean? I mean, like, to be different. You know what I mean? Like, people like outrageous people when it comes to boxing. Just like they like wrestlers that are, you know, in wrestling, how they like the outrageous, you know, people. UFC, look at what Covington was doing. You know what I'm saying? This mega country, whatever he's saying. What is wrong with him? Anyways, that's how you feel. Anyways, yeah, that's why he got his whole face, you know, redesigned last fight. Anyways, yeah, I don't know, man. With all these talks of crossovers and stuff like that, and, you know, McGregor should fight another boxing match with Floyd, or, you know what I'm saying? You know what? There's money in those fights. I don't understand why people, why boxing and UFC, they're not making more crossovers, so that these guys that's been fighting for years, you know what I'm saying, especially the UFC fighters, can get a little boxing time in. You know what I mean? Get a big payday, because there's no payday like boxing paydays. You know what I'm saying? UFC is like, compared to these boxing numbers. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Unless you're Conor McGregor or somebody huge in UFC, you're not going to be making, you know what I'm saying, six figures. You know what I mean? Like, who wouldn't want to see, like, Dominic Cruz versus, you know what I mean, Sean Porter or something crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? Who wouldn't want to see that? Someone want to see that. Someone want to see, you know, Eddie Alvarez fight, you know, what's his name? My boy with the tattoo on his neck, Gabe Rosado. Yeah, that would probably be a good one. Eddie Alvarez and Gabe Rosado, that would be kind of neat. You know, Frankie Edgar versus Manny Pacquiao. Oh, that'd be kind of cool. I'm just saying, crossovers. I mean, if Capcom and Marvel could do it, you know what I'm saying? Boxing and UFC could do it too, and it'd be awesome. It'd be an awesome video game. You know what I'm saying? To transfer like boxers and like, you know, even to put the boxers into the UFC ring to get, you know what I mean, handled a little bit, because we all know that if the boxers haven't had any training in wrestling or judo or whatever, they step into the octagon, it'd be really bad for anybody. You know, any one of them boxers. Unless they get their two-piece in. You know what I'm saying? Because a boxer's two-piece is different from a UFC two-piece. Just in my opinion, okay? Because a boxer's two-piece, like, you think they have 8-ounce gloves, however heavy them gloves are. And they've been boxing since, you know, a kid. You know, so their punches, they, you know what I mean? They just hit a little different, you know? UFC, I love UFC. Let's see, who we got fighting in the UFC? McGregor. Who McGregor going to fight next? I know Aldo went down and he started fighting lighter again. But I still wouldn't mind seeing that rematch. Aldo versus McGregor 2. I won't mind seeing that. I won't mind seeing Diaz versus McGregor 3. I won't mind seeing Diaz versus Masvidal 2. Masvidal versus McGregor. Holloway versus Masvidal. Man, that'd be a good one. Holloway versus Masvidal. Dan, if you hear me on my podcast, go ahead and make that one happen. Let's see, who else is fighting that we want to see fight? Dude, you know what, I know that there's names in boxing, you know what I'm saying, household names like Amir Khan, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knows this guy. Like, dude, when's the last time he fought? Like, I mean, his last victory was Algeria? Was that what it is? I don't remember, man. And what happened to Algeria? You know what I'm saying? Where did he go? Maybe he needs to fight Adrian Broner or something. That may be one he could win, you know. Shoot, there's plenty of fighters out there. I mean, Terrence Crawford, I mean, nobody talks about him because he's the boogeyman right now. Nobody wants that. I don't know what's in his Kool-Aid, man, but that dude can fight, man. My God, did you see how he tore apart Horn? I didn't really see, I just saw the highlights, but oh my gosh, dude, that Aussie was all over the place and down under, for reals, bro. Like, dude, where has he been? Who's he fighting next? You know what? What about Triple G? Where is Triple G? Huh? Where is him? All right. So who doesn't want to see Kell Brook versus Spence again? We could see that, huh? You'd want to see that again, huh? You see Kell Brook fighting Spence? He end up getting a title shot again? That would be great, in my opinion. Because I think maybe his eye's kind of better. So, yeah. Anyways, this is 15 minutes of boxing talk. It's your boy Frank Santos. Over here just chilling at the pad, talking this boxing talk. Let's see, who else do we want to see fight? Yeah, who could Amir Khan face? You know what I'm saying? Oh, that'd be a good one. A good one would be One Time versus Amir Khan. That's how that should be made. One Time versus Amir Khan. I think that would be a real good fight that could sell. I mean, come on, man. What's next? AK versus Pac-Man. You know, these fights need to happen before, you know, these guys retire. I mean, it's been like said that Amir Khan's supposed to fight Mayweather and Pacquiao, but that shit just never happened. So, I mean, dude, they need to make it happen. You know, if Mayweather ever decides to come out of retirement, dude, I wish he would fight somebody with some substance, man. Like, for reals, dude. I mean, his last three fights, man, you know what I'm saying? Andre Berto, the McGregor, and then the Japanese dude. Like, come on, man. Who are these dudes? Like, you know what I'm saying? In the realm of boxing, that shouldn't even count. Those last two don't even really count, man. Not the real opposition. I'd be happier seeing him fight Victor Ortiz again. You know what I'm saying? For reals, dude. And like, I don't know. The way he dismantled Andre Berto was pretty good, though. I must give him that. But and the way Andre Berto knocked out Victor Ortiz in that second match, man. Did you not see that uppercut? Oh my goodness, that was nasty, dude. What a way to end their feud, huh? With that knockout right there. It must have been the cherry on top. There is no number three, right? Shit. But if you ask me, honestly, I think that Andre Berto should definitely call up Victor Ortiz and make it number three. You know what I'm saying? Make it a number three. It's a fight everybody knows and loves. Everybody's seen it. It's a big money fight. It'd be a great undercard to a headliner fight. You know, like, if he had, like, Triple G on there with some nobody that you don't even know. Like, oh, yeah, Triple G versus Jacobs, Daniel Jacobs again. Have that one get put in the bank. So put that one there. Then put Amir Khan versus freaking fucking Adrian Broner. And put One Time versus Kell Brook. Yeah. And let's see what happens. That money be crazy, man. I definitely want to see that fight. But the crossovers, man. UFC crossovers should start happening, dude. Like, this is 2020. It's combat sports. It's fighting. You know? They should be able to, if they want to go and do a round, you know what I'm saying? All rounds, UFC or whatever. If they want to cross over, they should be able to cross over, man. They should be a crossover. And, like, I feel like if they cross over to UFC, right, and somebody's primarily, like, a boxer, you know, they should have that league. You know what I'm saying? UFC, they're mainly boxers. Can they take it to the ground? Yes. But mainly these guys strike, so we should probably stand them up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. They should kind of formulate the way the fight system. Because, like, Randy Couture beat up James Toney. Right. Anyways, every time you see a boxer step in there, man, a lot of times you're gonna see him get wrecked by these UFC cats. But okay, let me see. This is just me going through my head. I have no names out. I just kind of just coming off the top with it with those boxing talk. I don't know who else to think about. Anthony Joshua. I mean, if he's not going to go eat some Twinkies right now, I mean, he's going to get on his, he's going to do what Andrew Ruiz did for sure, man. He's going to be out there. He's going to probably be like, man, I'm going to eat me all the carne asada and Burger King I want right now. You know, I'm going to live it up, bro. Because after his performances, I mean, he looked good the second time when he slimmed up for the Andrew Ruiz fight. He looked good and he like boxed really well. But like honestly, man, like he's turned into like a beatable force. You know what I'm saying? Once you get beat, you know, you turn into like a beatable person almost. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're gonna be fighting smart and strategic and everything, you look beatable, dude. You know? When somebody like Andrew Ruiz get in there and knocks you out, you know, somebody that you probably should have been able to keep at distance and box the way you boxed the second time, the first time you should have been able to do that the first time, you know, like, but you weren't able to, like, that's crazy, because then, you know, that shows lapse in your defense. And when you have lapse in your defense, you better believe that your enemies are looking at that 1,000 times over to make sure that when they freaking get into the ring with you, that's a part of their arsenal. You know what I'm saying? That overhand right, or whatever, that concussion Anthony Joshua was crazy, man. He did a bump right off the top of the head. Then he was like, yung, yung, yung. Like, I was stunned, dude. Man. But I like Andrew Ruiz. I like King Kong. I know they might be thrown down. I'm going to have my money on Andy Ruiz. Why? I don't know, man. I just think if he wants to be up there again, he wants to get that title shot, he's going to have to make short work of King Kong. That's what I think. Because King Kong's like that guy that want to be up there, but he just getting railed, dude. He got railed last time. He got, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no one, like, going to be checking for King Kong much longer unless he gets another dub. So, yeah. Here I am at 20 minutes now. Hope y'all enjoying this boxing talk with me. It's your boy, Frank. I'm just chilling here in the sun in this cold weather, 40-something degrees out here in Owasso. I'd love to come around and talk some more boxing with y'all. So if you enjoyed this podcast, go ahead and give it a thumbs up, or, you know what I mean, drop some comments or whatever. Let me know that y'all listening, and we can talk about some more boxing. And if you have any requests for me to talk about, like some fighters that you want me to look up and research or whatever, that'd be interesting. I mean, Mikey Garcia, who is he fighting? Is he fighting Vargas coming up? Yeah, you know, I'm going to go with Mikey if that's the case. Who else we got? Lomachenko is supposed to be fighting Lopez, I guess. I think that's coming up soon. And who else is fighting? I don't really know right now. What about the heavyweights? I don't know nothing about no Daniel DeBose or... who else is going to be fighting? I don't know about the 165 class. I don't know about the Triple G era. I don't know who's fighting in that one. Like, I don't know who he's fighting, but he need to fight somebody. Triple G need to fight somebody. Somebody. You know what I'm saying? You know a fighter that I haven't seen in a while, but I used to really like? I used to like Provokhnikov, man. Provokhnikov used to throw down, man. He used to throw down. The Siberian Rocky, man. What happened to him, man? Also, let's think. Tank. I don't know what's your take on Tank Davis. Y'all go ahead and say something about Tank Davis, but I don't really got too many words for, you know what I mean, that guy or... really anybody in Mayweather's camp right now. I mean, Mayweather's an excellent, you know what I'm saying, businessman and, you know, defensive practitioner and everything. I mean, I got to hand it to him, but, like, you know what I mean? Badu Jack, he did all right. Man, that cut was crazy, right? Dude, did you see how Badu Jack just, like, how he fought with that big freaking gash? Woo! Lord, Jesus. Bless you. Yeah. Excuse me. Whew. Do you see little? Do you see the ref, man? It was a bloodbath. Man. Dude, he looked like he was working in the infirmary all day. Thank you once again, everybody, for tuning in to my boxing talk. I know a little bit about boxing. I know a little bit about UFC. Just want to wish everyone a great life and a beautiful day. And no matter what happens in your life, may you find a way to look at the brighter side and know that we never take L's. We just take lessons. And when there's tomorrow, there's hope. And just want to have everyone's perception be on 100 and appreciate all the good things that happen and come our way in life. You know what I'm saying? Because not everybody gets this. Not everybody gets your senses. Not everybody gets your accomplishments. Not everybody gets your pain. But everybody is only here for so long. So make the most of it. Enjoy what you love. Have a good life. Take care of the family. Take care of the people that means the most to you. And take care of yourself. Because you start with yourself and then it transcends out. Everyone take care. Have a good one. See you till next time. Boxing Talk with your boy Frank. Peace. Welcome back to another fight segment talk with your boy Frankie, baby. I'm here to go ahead and tell y'all some current events about what's going on with Glovegate and the Wilder and Fury fight and all this other stuff that's probably going through your brain right now. What's going on? What's going on, everybody? Tune in. Swipe the like. Nah, I'm playing. Just hit the like. No, just go ahead and listen. Just check it out. All right, let's go. Welcome to everybody coming through right now. I'm making my son some waffles and drinking some coffee and talking to y'all. So, check it out. Today, on Fight Talk, we're going to talk about Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury and the whole Glovegate thing. Dude, what y'all think about that? Is it for real? Do you think that, you know, the glove not being all the way in there right and not laced up all tight, does that really have a difference? You know? I mean, Fury's a big guy, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they flap around the jab. They don't close their hands, so. And they slap, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't really know. But all I do know is that my boy Fury laid a clean one on Wilder. I mean, yeah, it's a bit of a rabbit punch almost, but, I mean, it hit him dead in his ear, and he was done. My boy Wilder was done after getting socked in the ear like that. I mean, anybody that gets socked in the ear like that, I mean, dude, like, you get hit in the ear with somebody that's 240, 200, how heavy is Fury? He's heavy, dude. You get hit by one of them punches in your ear, dude. How are you going to stand? I really have no idea how you're going to stand. What is it? Excuse the interruption. You want a waffle? Tell everybody you want a waffle. Give me a waffle. Give me a waffle. Give me a waffle. But for reals, I don't know how the hell you're going to stand. How are you going to have your balance? How are you going to be coherent? How are you going to do it? I can't tell you, man. Because, like, dude, I don't know if y'all ever got hit in the head before. Or just even, like, someone just came by and accidentally busted you in the head with something. It hurt, man. That stuff hurt. Yeah, so, anyways. After that, I mean, like, you know, Wilder fought like a true champ. You know, he came back. He's trying to get his bearing, but he's still on wobbly legs the whole rest of them rounds. It was a good match. Man, I'll give it to Fury, man. About the gloves and everything, I don't know, man. I don't know about the gloves. I mean, if you cheat before, you can cheat again. I know they say that, but I mean, I'm not gonna go and knock Fury for cheating or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I just think he was a better boxer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, come on. He stayed at the end of the jab. He knew what he needed to do. He was superiorly competent when he was going into the second fight. You know what I mean? And when you know, you're really confident about something, like, you're, like, overly confident, like, dude, I'm about to whip your ass. You know what I'm saying? When you, like, are overly confident and you tell, like, you just, to their face, you're like, I'm going to beat you because of the last time. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that does something to a man's psyche. Like, you might be like, oh, dude, you ain't gonna do this, you ain't gonna do this. But then if you go and reflect back to the last fight when he was, you know, knocking Wilder from corner to corner with the jabs and staying on the outside, and Wilder couldn't hit nothing. You know, it was a long night for Wilder. It was a long night for Wilder. Almost done. Just give me a second. Okay? It was a long night. So, I mean, dude, was it a long count? Yeah, it was a long count. It was one of them Tyson Buster Douglas counts. You know what I'm saying? It was a long count, but well, it's boxing, man. Boxing is not the most cleanest sport in the game. Everybody knows boxing is corrupt. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows boxing is not 100% legit when it comes to the judges. Not 100% legit when it comes to these gloves. Not 100% legit at all. There's cheating in boxing. They be cheating. You all could agree with me if y'all watched some of the biggest robberies ever. Like, come on, man. Everybody knows that Pernell Whitaker probably got to be one of the most robbed boxers on the planet ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, Pernell got robbed so many times. One of the greatest boxers ever to get robbed. Just robbed all the damn time. Horrible, horrible, horrible. What a disgrace. But, you know, what can we do? Just because it says in the record books don't mean it's true. What about our boy Floyd Mayweather? He had some close calls, man. Love Floyd. Floyd's a great defensive boxer. Man, I got to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? Being one of the greatest. But, you know what I mean? Like, dude, I mean, his last outings was just like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, dude, how are you going to get and fight Birdo and Conor McGregor and then some dude from Japan that nobody heard of, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it was like a farce. It looked like a WWE match, you know what I'm saying? Like a big show or something in there. I really don't know, man. It just wasn't it wasn't all that to me. Now, would I tell this to Floyd's face? Hell nah, Floyd, you're the best. Ah, man, if you give me a couple hundred thousand, couple million in the bank, I'd just tell it to Floyd's face, man. Floyd, dude, you were fighting a bunch of bums. Nah, I'm playing. Conor ain't no bum. What's it called? They're not bums, but I mean, like, dude, like, they're not on his level, though. You know what I mean? It's like getting Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying, to play ball against a 12-year-old, 14-year-old Kobe Bryant or something. You know what I mean? It's not in the same league. Yeah. Anyways, I love Floyd. I think he's great. I think maybe his next bout should be against maybe Adrian Broner or something like that. Make some money off the names. You know what I'm saying? Make some money off these people, man. You know, people want the names. They don't care about MMA fighters. They want to see you fight somebody in boxing. They want to see you fight Victor Ortiz again. They want to see you fight somebody that's important. Oh, let's say grace, okay? Come on. Bless the Lord, for these are gifts for which we are about to receive from our bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. Say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good job. Go ahead and eat your food. Oh, yeah, but we want some boxers. We want to see him fight boxers. You know what I'm saying? Who doesn't want to see Floyd fight somebody that's relevant? Let's see Floyd fight one time Keith Thurman. Since Thurman caught the loss, since he caught the L against Pac-Man, let's see Floyd fight him. You know what I'm saying? Let's see Floyd fight Who else could he fight? Let's see if fight someone that's easy, like Chris Algieri or something. Somebody. Dang, man, there's so many fighters he could be fighting, but he want to choose MMA guys? He want to fight I don't even know how to pronounce his name, yo. The one that wrestles the bear and stuff. Y'all know who I'm talking about. The one that beat Conor McGregor. You know what I mean? The Russian guy. Khabib. Yeah, Khabib. You want to fight Khabib. And then they want to make up some faulty-ass rules talking about 11 rounds boxing, one round MMA. Let's do it. No, let's not do it. That's a farce. That's not a boxing match. That's some freaking Showtime spectacle. You know what I mean? Some some SummerSlam stuff. You know what I mean? No, for real, man. I love boxing. I think Wilder should probably get in there and fight somebody. I usually go ahead and just re-up and do the third bout, but he needs some training, man. I say George Foreman going to get in there and help him train. He's going to need that training. You know what I mean? Can he throw a jab? Can Wilder throw a jab? You know what I'm saying? He need Lennox up in there to show him how to throw a jab, man. Because I'm tired. I was tired of watching that fight and him just getting peppered up by jabs and stuff. Like, dude, I don't think King Kong or whatever is in Wilder's league. You know what I mean? As far as, like, boxing goes. But, as far as power goes. But as far as boxing goes, dude. He done rocked him. Rocked him a couple times and got him dizzy and stuff. You know what I'm saying? King Kong? Man. He should have. Yeah, he knocked him out. But still. You know what I mean? But still. Wilder go ahead and claim. He claims, yeah, fighters need, you know what I mean, all 12 rounds. I just need 1 second. Yo, dude, you need freaking more than 1 second up in, you know what I'm saying, the basics. You know what I'm saying? More than 1 second than just the haymaker, you know? The overhand right, you know what I'm saying? Looking like a windmill when you fight. Bro, you're such a talented fighter, man. Such a huge, huge, strong powerhouse. If he just has a little bit of that Tyson head movement, he had a little bit more of that Pernell Whitaker, a little bit more of that what Fury has, you know what I'm saying? That evasiveness, then dude, man, that sets up openings, you know what I'm saying? When you're evasive, that sets up openings. You know what I'm saying? What happened? What happened whenever Wilder threw a combo this last fight and he missed? What happened? Bam! Fury caught him, dude. Fury catches him. You know what I mean? Like, dude, this is a game of inches, boxing is. You know what I'm saying? It's a game of inches. It's a serious business. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, like I said, man, I love boxing. This up is for real. Tank Davis. Let's go with this guy now. What's up with him? Okay? Is he gonna be in jail for domestic violence, for choking his baby mamas? Like that? Is he really in big trouble? Did anyone see that before and after picture of him before he had his dental work and then after? Oh my lord, he looked like a little kid drunk. Like the mouthpiece, you know what I mean? You see little invisible teeth. The teeth weren't even together. They had that 6 degrees of separation between them. Tank, bro. It looked like he was chewing on cannonballs, bro. What, Mo? Man, yeah, dude. I don't care. I don't care if his ass probably knocked my ass out. I really don't care. But that's just the facts. Before you got that dental work, bro, it was looking like you was swimming with barracudas, bro. It was looking like the piranha mouth. Like you was just, don't give you a pencil. That pencil looked tore back. Look like a beaver done ate it or something. You sharpen your own pencils up with your teeth, Tank. Nah, I'm playing. But what's up with him, though? Like, dude, talented guy. Who did he fight? I don't know who he fought. I have no clue still. He need to go ahead and fight Ryan Garcia or somebody. He need to put some names on the list because I don't really see that many names on the list. I don't know. Anybody that I know, I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, I've probably seen one Tank fight. And that's just me being real because I don't really know who else he's fought. You know what I'm saying? Now, like, y'all still like Adrian Broner? I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even gonna front, dude. I love Adrian Broner. Forget what anybody say about this and the crazy antics that he says and all this craziness about, you know, how he beat that boy and everything else like that. Nah, man. We all know that Pac-Man beat him. But let's just keep it 1,000. Every time AB stepped up in competition, he just worked. Dude, how did he lose to Mikey Garcia? How did he lose? Because he wasn't firing. How did he lose to Pac-Man? Because he wasn't firing. How does he lose? Huh? He loses because he's not taking the risks that he used to take when he was knocking motherfuckers out. That's why. If fucking AB got in there, stopped with the fucking bullshit, got down into fucking wherever he was in Cincinnati, and just get back in the fucking trenches and just works his ass off, he's one of the best fighters pound for pound, hands down, if he gets in there. He still brings motherfuckers to the yard. He still brings in the numbers. Let's go. But who is AB going to fight? AB need to fight DSG. AB need to fight DSG. AB need to fight one time. Okay? That's who he needs to fight. He needs to fight those top guys to see where he really going to be at. Because other than that, he over here talking about retiring all the time. I mean, he can retire. He can retire. He can get into movies. He can do his rap stuff. He can retire. But dude, if you want to talk about legacy, it's about who you fight. And man, I wouldn't mind seeing AB fight. You know what I'm saying? Because when he's on and people's getting knocked out. You know? I mean, but ever since he went up to 147, it just seemed like that sting and that knock that he has, you know what I'm saying? Just hasn't been the same, you know what I mean? Since he was fighting down in the lighter divisions, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, I ain't pit brother against brother because this is a business and have AB go down and wait and fight Tank. That's what I think, you know what I'm saying? Call it sibling rivalry. Nah, I'm playing. But yeah, man, and let's see. I don't know who DSG is going to fight. I really don't know. But tell me why DSG one time and everybody else and Errol Spence are all avoiding T-Bud. T-Bud can't find a fight to save his life. He can't find a fight. Nobody wants to fight him. Nobody wants to fight Bud. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, yeah, I guess I heard that Horn got a victory. You know what I'm saying? After that knockout loss to T-Bud. But I mean, there's no buzz about him. You know what I'm saying? I ain't heard much else. You know, I don't even know who the hell he won against. I haven't heard nothing about no Chris Algieri. You know, like all of a sudden, you know, Chris Algieri was like undefeated and just out there, and then, you know, fighting Timothy. Who's he fight? He fought Pac-Man and stuff. And like, dude, we haven't heard anything about him. You know what I'm saying? He lost to Amir Khan, right? Where's Amir Khan? Amir Khan need to go ahead and fight AB. Amir Khan need to fight one time. Need to fight another match with DSG. Where is he? Dude, get active. These boxers need to stop being unactive and get in there and fight. That's what I think. What's up? What happened? You okay? You all done? Were your hands sticky? You on a napkin? It was a napkin. Wipe your hands. Welcome to my podcast, man. I love talking about this boxing. And you're just tuning in. If you're just tuning in, welcome. Excuse me. You know, I'm a stay-at-home dad, so I take care of my son during the day. If I'm not doing this, I'm doing some rapping stuff on what is that? What is that site? I do that rapping stuff on Off Top. You can look me up, Biz Starsky. That's BIZZSTARSKII. Yeah, and that's where I be like rapping and stuff. It's not that good, but you know, I like to do it, and I have like 1,000 more tracks on there than right here. So yeah, all right, let's get back to boxing. All right, Boxing. I love it. Yeah, let's skip boxing. Let's go to MMA. All right. So this last weekend we just had Alessandra, and yeah, the Stylebender versus Yoel Romero. Yo, what is going on with that? I did not understand it. It was a snooze fest. Okay, them girls got down harder than them. Are you serious? The ex champ that Russian girl got beat up by the China girl. I mean, dude, did you see her head? It was about to explode. She looked like Mrs. Potato Head. Oh my God, she looked like the mask on Cher, right? They were doing the memes with that. She looked like Squidward with that head. Yo, dude, what is going on, man? Throwing down like straight up kings, dude. Those females were fighting like men. Those females threw down harder than the champ. Harder than the light heavyweight division. I'm for real, dude. Them females was throwing down. You see, I have so much more to say about that fight than I do about the Yoel Romero fight. Yo, dude, like, dude, you know, all this talk, right, leading up to the fight to hype it up. Dude, I was excited, bro. I was over here in the casino at the Hard Rock Casino out here in Oklahoma. I was like, man, yo, this fight, I'm excited. Watched the first round. They just stood there. I'm like, okay. They're just feeling each other out. They can't get past each other's aura or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll see what's going to go down. Second round, third round, fourth round. All the same stuff. Couple little scares. Okay, he landed one clean one. All the same stuff. Then you see him just kick his leg off. You know what I'm saying? Leg looked like... Dude, do you see Romero's leg? His leg looked like one of them steers that Rocky was beating up on. Rocky was training for Apollo. His leg looked like it was tenderized and ready to go in the oven. It was beat up. But aside from that, they didn't showcase their abilities. Neither one of them. It was a snooze. Yeah, dude, I get it. He was trying to lull him into making a mistake so Yolo could go and come in with his little bald bull attack. If y'all don't know who Bald Bull is, okay, y'all don't know who Bald Bull is, I suggest you get on Mike Tyson's Punch Out and find out, okay? Because, like, yeah, he came in, like, rushing in. That's how he kind of likes to come in when he'd be throwing them haymakers and stuff, like Bald Bull. But check it out, man. That fight was, like, I don't know, man. If they run it back, I don't know if I would, you know, if I paid for that, I would be so upset. I'd be so mad. I'd be like, yo, dude, I look to see, when I buy a fight, I look to see motherfuckers getting punched in the face, getting kicked in the head, getting punched, and I pay for that. I don't pay to go see you dance around fucking 15 minutes. I don't pay for that. Y'all better show me something. Anyways, now we got the Khabib fight and the Tony Ferguson fight, right? Is that what his name is? Tony? Yeah. We got that coming up. Now, that's pretty exciting. That is pretty exciting. We'll see. Will Khabib do another submission? Or will he get knocked by Tony? We'll see. Because I have a feeling with all the hype going on with Tony right now, you know what I'm saying? Everyone's just pulling on for him to be coming out the victor, you know, just by the way his mannerisms is. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just feels like he's probably better. We shall see. You got it? You tearing that waffle up, boy. But let's see. And I don't know who Conor McGregor's gonna fight. Who's Conor gonna fight? I really don't know. You all done? You wanna get down? Okay. Get you down. Hold up for a second, fellas. Hope y'all don't mind me doing my fatherly duties while I'm on this podcast, but, you know. What are you watching? You watching this right here?
I see it was a baby.
Yeah? Your hand's still sticky? Give me your hand. But yeah, man, welcome to my boxing talk. I know I said that before. I'll say it again. Let's see. Come here. Yeah. So, I just want to see what's up with y'all and y'all reviews. Go ahead and chime in. Let me know what you think about my channel or whatever. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. Some things that you'd like me to change. Like, you know, maybe you want me to not have my child here when I'm talking about this fight stuff to interrupt from my train of thought. Maybe you, you know what I'm saying, would like to hear something else. But that's pretty much where I'm at with this. Let me see. Is there any more things I could think about for this boxing and stuff? Manny Pacquiao. I don't know who Manny Pacquiao been to fight. I think they were talking about... Who are they talking about for him to fight coming up soon? Mikey Garcia. Ain't Mikey Garcia fighting Vargas? Did that even go down? How did that go? I don't know. Probably Mikey probably win that one. I would think. I like Vargas though. I wouldn't mind seeing a Vargas versus Adrian Broner rematch. That'd be pretty good. Let's see. Man, so I have like four kids, man, and they be tearing up my pad, dude. You know what I mean? So I'm just going around this house right now. I'm like, dude, my son got his hands all over this door, all over this wall. Be looking crazy. Anyways. I don't really know what else to talk about as far as this fighting goes. I appreciate y'all just tuning in. Go ahead and comment and follow me if you like. You know, I'm gonna try and do a little more of these reviews. I'm gonna try and post something, you know what I mean, after each big fight, because we had a pretty good lineup these last couple weeks or whatever with the matches, you know. Yeah, a couple good ones, couple good fights. You know, John Jones' last fight was pretty good, I guess. He pointed it out. That dude was big too. Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know how Jones pulled that one out, but he did. He did a good job. Gave dude the L. That dude was huge too. Anyways. Yeah, that's pretty much it for my boxing talk. I appreciate y'all for listening. Appreciate y'all for your comments, good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when I get bad comments, you know, that makes me know what I'm doing wrong. And when I get good comments, well, that just shows your love and support. But anyways, back to the regular schedule programming. I am officially done with it right now. And just want to say... I wish y'all all the best. I wish y'all all a good life. You know what I'm saying? For real, though, I really do. I mean, I wish everybody the best, man. You know? Because life is crazy. I know that, you know, there's ups and downs. This roller coaster of life that we live on. I know that there's things going on that we can't really explain, but things be going on. I know that money be tight sometimes, you know? I know it, man. So I'm wishing everybody out there in the universe a good life. I wish you all the best. I wish you all the happiness and smiles that y'all could ever receive. You know what I'm saying? I wish everyone a great perspective. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying about a great perspective is like, I'm wishing this, is that I know that things are hard and difficult sometimes, but if perspective-wise, if you got a roof over your head, some food in the fridge, some drinks to drink, some water that's running, you can bathe yourself, you got soap in there. I mean, dude, if you got these things, man, you're doing all right, okay? You're doing okay. And if you don't got those things, but you still are able to get to the shower, you're still able to get a drink, you're still able to eat every day, you're blessed, man. And I just want to say thank you again for everyone tuning in. One love to everybody around the world. You know what I'm saying? May sun shine on your face and give you a smile. may be nice, may something happen to you today, tomorrow, that just really lights up your life, you know, and gives you a nice warm feeling inside your soul. Thank you for listening to my channel, and I wish you all the best. God bless, you know. Just want to send all them good vibes out there to y'all, you know what I mean? Because I know how it is. I've been up and down before. I've been through some things before too. I've made right choices and wrong choices. I may say things, you know what I'm saying, that don't really agree with you and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But this is just me. I'm just here just to be the best person I could try to be. Try to review things the way I can review it, you know? But I love this box. I love this fight game. I love this music game. I love this light game. And I just want to send the love out to everybody in the universe. You know? Well, I need to brush your teeth. I need to brush your teeth, buddy. And say ABCs. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you chill with me? All right, peace.
Yeah!